The Epistle to the Romans gives a very somber description of the godless society of Paul's day, and indeed of fallen man in general. Refusal to honour God and accept his authority results in moral and spiritual decline, because man's understanding and motivations without God have been warped by sin. In Paul's day, the nations had become increasingly depraved. Immorality, greed, cruelty, and perversion were widespread. Historians and satirists of that time confirmed the sad picture painted by the apostle. This was not the case of every individual, as some men had a very high code of honour, even among primitive nations. The Jews especially could boast of being better than the others, because they had been given the law of God, and they condemned the wickedness of the pagan world. But in so doing, says Paul, they are passing judgment on themselves, because they, too, are by no means without sin. God, however, in his goodness is patient, so that his kindness might lead men to repentance. Nevertheless, on the day of judgment, he will give to each person according to what he has done, eternal life, honour, and peace to those who patiently seek to do good, but anger and distress to every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, for God does not show favouritism. The Jew who relies on the law and boasts about his relationship to God will be judged by the law. The Gentile, who does not have the law of God, will be judged according to another law, his conscience. This inner moral code, which is written in the heart, prompts men to do, of their own free will, that which is required by the law, their consciences bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. But in every case, says Paul, God will judge the secret thoughts and deeds of men through Jesus Christ, according to the gospel I preach. Men will be judged according to their obedience to the light they have received, as God is absolutely fair and impartial. The Jew most certainly has the advantage over the Gentile, because he has the written code. But should he brag about it, says Paul? Certainly not, because he also breaks the law. The good he teaches, he does not always do. And so, when the circumcised Jew disobeys the written code, he acts just like the uncircumcised pagan, and the Gentile who obeys it, according to his conscience, does better than the Jew. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely physical. Rather, the real Jew is the man whose heart has been circumcised, which is the work not of the written law, but of God's Spirit. His praise will come from God. In this detailed account of man's present condition, the Apostle Paul demonstrates that no human being can, of himself, be justified before God. It is not enough to know the law, because the written code which exposes human sinfulness does not have the power to make a man righteous. It can only condemn him, as it is unable to transform the human heart. And so the whole of mankind, Jew and Gentile alike, are all under the power of sin, as it is written, "There is no one righteous, not even one." All men have turned away from God, they have all gone astray. Yet God, in his grace, has made a way of putting men right with himself. Since no human goodness is enough, God gives his own righteousness to man. Divine righteousness is reckoned to man's account through faith in Jesus Christ. God freely justifies everyone who believes, without exception. He does not discriminate between people, because there is no difference, says Paul, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one deserves God's grace, but everyone can receive it. If they confess their unworthiness and recognize their need, they can be put right with God by the free gift of his grace that comes through Christ Jesus. God grants forgiveness because Christ paid the price for it. On the cross, the Son of God bore the sins of men and suffered divine judgment on sin, although he himself was sinless. God did this in order to demonstrate his righteousness. As he is just, he justifies the man who has faith in Jesus. But forgiveness and acceptance with God are not granted so that God's law may be ignored and that men may do as they please. Rather, faith in Christ upholds the law, A sinful man is made right with God by receiving Christ's own righteousness. The believer is given divine life and receives a new nature. This is entirely God's work, so no one can boast. It is a free gift of God's grace, which is only received through faith. Next episode, the righteousness that comes by faith.